Yeah, I was listening about the single mom, too, and I think that there's really a double standard a lot of times. If a guy sits around, and I've seen this happen a lot, guys will sit around and they'll call a girl a name like a tramp or a slut or whatever, and but it's okay for them to go sleep with everybody, and they're high-fiving, but when a girl does it, she's a tramp. Yeah. Big double standard.
Yeah, that is convenient for us.
Yeah, real convenient for you guys.
Why do you think that is?
Because you guys are dogs, man. You're dogs. You guys share. That's what I've noticed about men.
What?
Girls
told
kinda,
you.
Yeah. You'll pass the phone number along.
No, I'm not into that.
I've seen other guys that are like, oh, okay. They start figuring out which ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who gets
they start picking their victim. They start picking their victim.
Look for the sick ones. They're the ones
there's plenty of them, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I had brothers, so I know. I used to sit and listen to them.
Men are filth. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, well, so there's some women that are filth, too.
I think that's part of the reason why women are called that, because most men are, so it's just assumed,
yeah.
Whereas most women aren't, so they got to be singled out. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, that could be.
All right.
Have a good morning. Bye.
Thanks for calling in. 539-9750 or 238-0975. I think I answered her questions. You got something for Free For All Friday?
I really, really like Crown Royal, right?
Yeah.
But I can't drink anymore.
Why not?
Because I just spent 4 days in the hospital for an ulcer and some other problems.
Oh, yeah. Alcohol usually doesn't help with those.
Yeah. So I've got something at home and I'm just not quite sure what to do.
It's just teasing you there, isn't it?
It is.
Taunting.
It's staring at me and saying drink me, but I can't do it.
God, Crown does sound good. I think I may make it a Crown night. I can't wait to be...
I'm in a little more.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be drinking that Crown and tasting its crowny goodness.
And that's why I'm going to cry myself to sleep tonight.
All right, I'll be thinking of you, man.
All right, thanks.
See ya.
You jerk.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Got something for Free For All Friday?
Yeah, I actually have a question for any woman out there that can answer it for me, really.
Okay.
I started dating a guy a few weeks ago, and his ex-girlfriend's been trying to get a hold of him.
Mm.
My question is, why is it when a man moves on with somebody else, a girl all of a sudden thinks she has to have him back?
Yeah, that is kind of a trend, isn't it?
Yeah, I've found out with a lot of guys I've dated, and I want to know if there's any girl out there that can answer that question for me, because I've never done that.
No one's going to call in and admit to that. You know that. You've never done that to a guy before? You've never chased after a guy after you lost him?
No, I haven't. Because when you end something, apparently it's not meant to be, so why try making it happen again? Especially after they found somebody else.
Yeah, it's a perplexing situation. I don't get the clinginess either. You see it all the time. The girls going after the guy that maybe even treated them like crap during the relationship, yet they're still,
yep.
Still holding on to that relationship for some reason. It's like, hey... There are other dudes, and some are okay.
Yeah, that's
be all right.
The way it is with my boyfriend. His girlfriend treated him real bad and played a bunch of head games, and now she's trying to get him back.
Are you going to... Do you anticipate a throwdown between the two of you or not?
No. He told her off the other day, so it'll be all right.
Okay. if that doesn't stick, there's always Springer you can turn to.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I'd love to do that.